Another monster named Rabut, far more terrible, for under its spell, mortals could be changed into stones. Luckily, Hanyong had a mighty friend, a young warrior named Bantong, who came and with a handful of men were able to defeat Rabut. He gave a mortal blow at the monster's neck, who struggled for breath in agony. The earth shuddered, the waters of the sea heaved and rolled landward. The dust clouds parted and Nebalon underwent great physical change. New islets began to rise in the waters near the peninsula. Rivers changed its course, and dark lake had replaced the mountains. Finally, a tall and perfect cone rose over the leveled ruins, which is now known as the Mayon Volcano.